Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. James Farmer Show. This show is an inspirational show to help motivate you and help you be able to overcome life challenges and life struggles. Dr. Farmer is an author, a therapist, motivational speaker, developmental coach, and a counselor. He has many services that he can offer you. You can find out more about Dr. Farmer and his services at JAFAGroup.com. JAFA is J-A-F-A Group. Also, you can email Dr. Farmer your questions, concerns, comments, and you can send him a personal letter and he will get back with you. The email address is james.farmer@att.net. Once again, that email address is james.farmer@att.net. Well, we're going to go ahead and hear from Dr. Farmer on today.
I would like to say, this is the Dr. James Farmer Show, and we're going to be talking about living your life on purpose. And today the topic's going to be personal training, trying to get off a few pounds, tone things up, move forward. And we're just going to have a lot of fun with it. I know I have some things that I want to cover because I'm actually going through that now as we speak. I just hired a trainer as of a week ago, and it's very interesting what I'm experiencing, and I want to share that with you because I know some of you are going through that now, whether or not you should have a trainer or can you do it on your own, that kind of thing. And so I'm just excited about talking about this new experience that I'm having, and if some of you can be helped by hearing, you know, my story, go right ahead and just absorb and write as much as you want about it. So I hope I can answer some questions. I want to invite Tanisha on the show. She's going to be my guest, and we're going to be just kind of going back and forth, sharing. She'll be asking questions of me, and I'll be reaching deep inside, coming up with things because, you know, I've been a little nervous about this too. And so, Tanisha, come on out, and let's talk about living your life on purpose.
Well, hey, Dr. Farmer. Thank you for inviting me on the show on today.
Well, you're welcome. It's always a delight to have you on my show.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you decided to talk about living your life on purpose because I know a lot of times, you know, the listeners, they get into life challenges. You know, we have a lot of things going on. We have to go to work and pay bills, and some of us have family and friends and relationships. So I think this will be good to help us not get stuck. You know, we're looking at the circumstances from our own perspective, but being able to look with a different perspective from you and your tools that you're going to give us on today to live our life on purpose.
Well, thank you. I'd like to talk a little bit. Let's talk about how I got started here, wanting to do a personal trainer. And I'm going to go into some personal things to share with the listeners because I don't know what they're going through, and I don't want to pretend like I'm on some mountain somewhere looking down at everybody else who's struggling with this. I struggle with it too. But anyway, I happen to be sometimes when I want to relax, Tanisha, I'll go to the mall, and in the mall they have kind of an Asian group, and they give you reflexology, body massage, and so forth. And so I told my massage therapist, I said, well, I'd like to have a full body massage. And she kind of looked at my gut and so forth. And I said, well, I want an hour massage. And she says, oh, no, I think we should do 30 minutes. And of course, she couldn't speak English very well, so I'm trying to figure out why she wanted to do just 30 minutes, you know, instead of an hour, which I never did find out. But she was just very nervous about wanting to go that long with my gut sticking out so far. So I said, you know, I better pay attention to this and maybe do something about this. And so I happened to accidentally, you know, at the Whole Foods store, I ran into somebody. We were talking about the Vitamix, you know, it's kind of like a blender. And I've been wanting to get one for years. And so this lady had one, and we just talked, and I found out that her goal was to become a personal trainer. And so we talked back and forth, and so we made an arrangement where she would do personal training with me. And so I said, wow, now we're going to start something that I've been wanting to start for the longest. And I could look at her and just tell that she definitely had her eating habits under control. She was, you know, very thin, older lady, and African-American. And I said, wow, you know, I may not get that thin, but I like to just get some of this gut off me and so forth. And so we began, you know, to just talk. And so we started 5:30 in the morning. So we weren't talking. She would just email me, and I kept my phone by the bed. So when she emailed me, I could, you know, wake up. Plus, I had my alarm clock set. So getting up 5:30 in the morning is pretty early for me. But with so much heat out here, you know, summertime now, the sun is hot, it's up around between 90 and 100 degrees. I figured if I was going to go to the track, I needed to go to the track before the sun was out. And so, and also to, let me mention this, some of the reasons, other than toning and trying to get the gut up, health issues too start sneaking in on you. You know, the blood pressure has been kind of rising, it's been there for a while, and there's some other issues that's kind of sneaked in on me. And all of it, I found out, Tanisha, is tied to weight gain. I don't know if some of your listeners like me. I'm an emotional eater. Chocolate chip cookies, ice cream, candy bar, soda, these are my best friends. When times are tough, I'm depressed, cherry pie. When end of the day, I've been overwhelmed with so many things, apple pie. And I've learned over the years how to bring my friends in with me, and we enjoy each other's company. And they always, before they leave or I finish it, always tell me, be sure to call us back. We always enjoy being around you. And so I have picked up pounds over the years, and yes, I was aware of it, like most of your listeners are, they're aware of it, but I'll get to it. That was kind of my attitude. I'll eventually get to it. I got time to do this. I'll put together a plan. And all that kind of stuff is what was going on in my head. So now I have a trainer, and her major role is to keep me accountable, you know. So I had to battle between, do I hire a trainer or should I do it myself? Well, for so many years, I tried to be my own personal trainer, get myself up, you know, go exercise. And I would say I probably was exercising, Tanisha, probably maybe one or two times out of the month. I was very dedicated and committed to that one to two times a month. It was not enough to see any results, but I felt pretty good, you know, going to the gym that one or two times a month. And I would swim, lift weights, do the track, a treadmill, you know, all the things you're supposed to do about two times a month. And so this, you know, where you know, you're trying to save money or you don't have money and you're thinking, oh, I can do this. You know, back in the day, we all did it. We couldn't afford a personal trainer. I'm beginning to see the importance of having somebody holding you accountable. So that's where I had to start. Our first decision is whether or not get a trainer versus can I do it myself. Of course, I did try the buddy thing. It just didn't work because people have so many things getting into their own lives that, you know, they start out, but the consistency isn't there. I needed a lifestyle that would be with me for the rest of my life. So that's how I got started.
Well, that sounds very great, to always have somebody holding you accountable, because at least that person can say, hey, you know, I thought we agreed on you would do this. Or, you know, because when you're doing it by yourself, you have that cheat system, especially when you have all your friends around.
Right, right, right. And I'm a master at cheating, making excuses. I mean, I'm landing on the table, Tanisha. I can make an excuse a minute. Well, I can't. I think the other day it was so hot early in the morning, I said, oh, I'd have a heat stroke out here if I tried to do something. Maybe I need to go home and think about this and come back another, that kind of thing. You know, I know excuses that sound good. Sounds good to me when I say it to myself. It would sound good to anybody, you know, that was walking by, you know, like, yeah, well, I can understand, James, but you don't want to exercise today. There's too much sun out. There's too much heat, you know. But it doesn't register with my personal trainer. It doesn't register with her. She does not accept excuses. And that's good. That's what I need. So that, again, is another reason why you want a trainer that's going to keep you accountable. They're not mean people. It's that they want you to reach your goals. And so we started with what would be my goal. Well, of course, I said, I want to change my lifestyle. I want to clean up myself, you know, a little bit. I said, over the years, I've eaten all that wrong food, but the way I explain it, Tanisha, is like this. Well, I eat some of the good stuff and I eat some of the bad stuff. That doesn't register very well with a personal trainer. And so I'm trying to eat more of the good stuff. So she has me recording what I eat. And of course, when I email it to her what I've eaten, I guess she probably does flips, you know. But I try to be honest with what I'm eating. You'll see, you know, on my list that I am getting enough water. Oatmeal. I had oatmeal on there. And I was feeling pretty good that I had done oatmeal and fruit. And she said, I see that you've eaten oatmeal and fruit. And I said, yes. I said, I ate it at McDonald's because you can order oatmeal there. And she said, McDonald's? I said, yeah, they have oatmeal and fruit. That didn't register too well with her. She thinks that you're supposed to buy whole oatmeal and stand over a stove and cook it, you know. And so she had me doing that. She believes in more you cooking at home than eating out. And being a single guy, you know, sometimes you don't have time to just stand over a stove with an apron and cook. And so that's why they have fast food joints out there. And I seem to be their number one customer. So I'm going to have to do more eating and that kind of thing. But it's you know, we got the goals down that we're going to do a cleanup job. We're going to get me on track where I'm eating correctly, and we're going to get the weight off. She decided that we do not need to use the word exercise. Exercise seems to be a very negative word, so we use movement. You like that, Tanisha? Movement. Moving
yeah.
the body.
Yeah.
That works with me. That works with me. Movement, you know. Exercise, I tend to just shut down. But movement, I can do that, you know. And she's not asking that I do anything strenuous. It's just move that body. So that was the first thing, was to do some goal planning. We got that nailed. Dennis, you need to do all this exercising and so forth. So, you know, you look at the clothing. I mean, you know, you go look in your closet and you say, I don't have anything, because most of the people today, when they go to the gym and so forth, it looks like they're modeling clothing, you know. And I didn't have anything that looked all that snazzy to wear. It was just, you know, a T-shirt, shorts, and broken-down sneakers. And I said, this will just have to do until I have developed this into a habit of doing. I said, I'm not there to model any clothing. I'm there to work out, to get smelly, to get sweaty, but to work out, you know. And so I decided I was not going to let clothing be a big issue. Here's another issue I had to deal with was where you work out, the location. Do you work out at home? Do you work out in the gym? Or what about outside? And, you know, of course, everybody wants to work out at home, but if you don't have any eyes watching you, you tend to cheat or you cut it short. And so, because I have a mini trampoline, it's sitting or laying on the wall. It's been laying there about a week and a half, 2 weeks. Haven't pulled it out yet, but it's in the house. It's leaning on the wall. I have a NordaTrack that's in the garage. It's been sitting there for about maybe a year. I moved it to the living room once, and then another time, I moved it to the kitchen, so I would have to at least trip over it as I'm going to the refrigerator. And then it's been in my bedroom where I had to visually see it every night. And so it's kind of made its round in my home, my equipment and so forth. And so I don't know how good it is doing a workout at home. And then you have going to the track. You know, when I go to the track, I do. I'll walk around the track a few times, and then I'll do the steppers, the bleachers. I don't run them. I just walk up the bleachers, and that's a hard workout, but it works the heart. So, and I go over to the high school about a couple of miles away. So, I don't know if I have a preference. I would say I probably like the gym, but I kind of kick myself and I say, well, here you are. Exercise in an air-conditioned gym. That's where my mind goes, and those voices, air-conditioned. You're cheating again. Well, what the heck, as long as I go. You know, the main thing is just to go and do something, move that body. So you learn how to start eliminating voices and so forth. So home versus gym versus whether or not you work outside, the listeners are going to have to decide what's best. Sometimes I don't want to go to the gym because it's a good 20, 25-minute drive, and I'm forcing myself to use the mini trampoline, to go out to the garage, to use the NordaTrack, and especially days when it's, like, raining real hard or the weather's real bad, I have things at home that at least get me through the day moving so it doesn't be a day that I missed. Can you kind of hear, Tanisha, that I'm really putting 100% effort into this?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it. And I know some of the listeners out there are probably able to identify with some of the things that you're talking about. Now, what about those listeners that, you know, they're not, they're already in shape, they're already fit, but they have other issues? You know, maybe it's a relationship or maybe it's finances or they're just not able to see the positive perspective with living your life on purpose with those issues?
Well, it's about, there you're talking about having the right kind of mindset, being in the right kind of attitude. I run into, one of the things that I've been working with is how to be more positive. It seems like more positive things happen to you when you are positive versus when you are negative. One of the things I teach my clients is that negative is probably 7 to 9 times toward the negative than positive. So if we're dealing with that kind of a battle where negative is 7 times stronger, well, if we don't have some tools to move us into the positive, we'll never go into the positive. So one of the things I do every morning when I get up is I'll just make some positive statements to myself. You know, you're a winner, you're a winner, and you have joy in your heart, you like yourself. I'll just say, so I spent about 20 minutes just saying a whole lot of positive things about myself, because how many times do you hear positive things come in to your world or your lifestyle or just in your head? And so I've made a practice to say these things, but I try to stay positive even when negative things are happening around me. I try to stay positive. I program myself to look at Bible scriptures, the scriptures that I will read and I'll say to myself every day, because in that Bible it says, for you to meditate on it and get this on the inside. And once you get it on the inside, then you can start responding to adversity and so forth. Another thing I do is I remind people, especially those Christians that come into my office, that in James, I think it's the second verse of James, that it talks about count it joy when adversity comes against you, and that adversity and things that happen to us every day, these struggles and obstacles that we go through, that some of this is nothing but a test on your faith. Are you going to be trying to be God and you can handle it, or do you give it to God to handle it? You know, so it's kind of a measuring tape, a measuring situation here. I guess it's the way that God says, don't tell me how much you love me or how much faith you have in me. I'll find out. Let's see how you do with this particular test that may be coming into your life. Let's see if you can hold steady, you can hold still, and you can focus on me and you can read the scriptures, and I'll show you how I can get you through this. Or are you going to take it into your own hands, focus on it every day, focus on the circumstance, worry, get angry, get distressed, and so forth. And so I'm learning to kind of change my personal philosophy in life. We all have a personal philosophy that's tied to perceptions, tied to experiences, how we experience different things, how you experience death, how you experience joy, how you experience struggles. And when we go through these experiences, that registers on the inside of us. It reinforces our – it's kind of like the young lady who has 9 dates in a row, and all 9 of those guys were knuckleheads. Chances are, if you ask her, would you like to see guy number 10, she's going to say no, because he's probably a knucklehead. And we develop a philosophy from that. Then it moves into all men are knuckleheads. And so we have to watch that and realize that everybody is different. They have their own personal philosophy. They have their own awareness, beliefs, values, and so forth. They make decisions different ways. And so we're all learning in this journey that we're on. So it is so important to keep a positive mindset, or what I prefer saying, a growth mindset, rather than a negative mindset. For example, a person with a negative mindset, when they're hit with an obstacle or struggle, they just quit, make excuses, don't want to deal with it. A person with a growth mindset, when they're hit with setbacks, obstacles, and so forth, they're going to say, well, now I can learn some new things from this. Or I like the feedback that's coming in so I can make some adjustments. There's a difference in both type of people here, or persons, because they're able to just take their journey, or the first one, the growth-minded person, is able to take his journey and grow with it. The other person sees it as or the closed-minded person sees it as a battle, has a shield up, you know, trying to be protected, maybe hidden under a rock and so forth. So it's kind of how you want to go through this life. And unfortunately, we have a lot of people on this planet who are just, you know, reacting, don't have healthy responses, and we run into them, you know, in our family and our jobs, just everywhere. We read about them in the newspaper and social media and so forth, somebody hurting somebody. Just they're lacking the tools on how to get through this life. Is what I'm trying to say, Tanisha.
Right. Well, I know we're coming to the end of the show, and I wanted you to share some of the products and services and how people can go on the website and even take the different tests that may be able to help them. Just share with them some of the tools that you have, and also, I guess, your counseling services and email and how they can contact you about those things.
Well, again, I'm a psychotherapist by training, a professional counselor, and a developmental coach. And if anybody wants to know more about me, I'm going to give them 2 websites that they could go to find out more about the developmental coaching and what I do. And I'm still developing the products. Now, I'll talk a little bit about some of the products. So you can go to JaffaCoaching.com. That website is still being built, so you won't find a whole lot there, but it'll tell you a little bit more about me. That's where I'm going to put the product. So it's JaffaCoaching.com. One more time, JaffaCoaching.com. The other website, which is my major website that I send to businesses and so forth, is Jaffa Group. Jaffa is, let me get it spelled on Jaffa, J-A-F-A. J-A-F-A. So the second website is JaffaGroup.com. JaffaGroup.com. So if you go on either one of those, let's say you go on Jaffa Group, JaffaCoaching.com. If you hit the icon up there that says KLLP, it'll say KLLP. Hit that. It'll take you to a link that will lead you to a communication style survey. I'm having some pretty good responses back from that survey. This is a Kindle 7 Life Languages. Tanisha, just recently, as of a few days ago, I had two gentlemen who had taken it, called me. They were so excited about getting that survey, which was about, they got about maybe 24, 25 pages back once they got a printout. They were very honest with how they responded to the survey. I told them, don't play games with it. Be as honest as you can. Answer the questions as you're dealing with, you know, life struggles and so forth right now, not 5 years ago, not 20 years from now, but right now. And I asked them to rate themselves on the accuracy of it. And the first one said, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being totally accurate, he said, I'll give it a 9.5. The other gentleman who was a president of his own company, he said, I give it a 10. He said, it hit me right on the head. And they were just so excited. It really helps you in personal development. It'll help you with relationships. And so I invite your listeners to go to my website, hit that link, take the survey. For those of you who are worried about the cost, it's about $45. You know, we're paying for the, I'm not really making a lot of money out of that, but it's something I wanted to offer the public. We have some other things that are coming out. As I speak, I'm waiting for the 3-CD series on building authentic self-esteem. And some of your listeners are probably saying, what is authentic self-esteem? It's how to feel good about yourself. There's a lot of people who don't like themselves, and they don't know how to get around that and feel better about who they are. And so I have a series of three tapes that talk about it. I really like that third tape. I like all three. But the third tape, Tanisha, is where you sit in the chair and I just send positive statements to you with music in the background that relaxes you as you hear these positive statements. And I just think it's something that people need to just hear every day about themselves. And so I'm really excited. I've been told that they're finished. They're just working on the cover of it. So they'll be able to get that pretty soon. I have some e-books coming out. The first one we're working on is Finding the Right Relationship, : How to Avoid Toxic Partners. We got the cover together. The book has been written, so that's going to be coming out. Another e-book that I've written is being edited now is that goes with the three CDs is the book or the manuscript on building authentic self-esteem. In that book, I tell you exactly how to do it. I don't hold back. When you're through reading that ebook, you will have the tools on how to build yourself and also how to use those tools with your children and build their self-esteem. So those are two immediate things that are coming out. I'm working on more tools and products that I'll be sharing on the radio station. You just need to tune in and kind of listen to some of the things that I'll be talking about. My address is 110 West Randall Mill Road, Suite 209, Arlington, Texas, 76011. And my email address is james.farmer@att.net. Let me say that again. It's james.farmer@att.net. Feel free to email me, and I will email you back and make reference to hearing me on the show and I'll get back with you. And thank you, Tanisha, for being a guest.
Well, thank you for allowing me to be on the show. At this time, Dr. Farmer, if you would click the exit button for the show, and then after that, the red end button for episode.